This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to America's Auto Enthusiast Program. This is Auto World. And now, here's your host, Bob Long.
We cover everything on the show, whether it be brand new vehicles rolling onto the floor of the North American International Auto Show in Detroit over the next few days, or classic vehicles, and that's what we're going to be focusing on in this hour of the program. We have standing by in Florida, Dave Kinney, who is the publisher of the Hagerty Price Guide, contributor to a variety of publications, including Automobile Magazine and Auto Week. So what does that mean for you guys? Well, it means if you are an owner of a classic car and would like a kind of free estimate, ballpark figure of value, we can put Dave on the spot with that. Or more importantly, if you need some advice, if you're going to one of the auctions in Arizona, and there are a lot coming up in the weeks ahead, and you've never been to an auction, don't understand some of the lingo, we can help you with that. Also, if you have questions for Dave about investment in vehicles, not a good reason to be buying a car, to be honest, but there are people who will do that. But let's talk about first-time collector cars. What makes for a good first-time collector car? The telephone number, 855-660-4261, 855-660-4261, or via the email, bob@autoworldradio.com. Well, normally you can find this gentleman in Virginia. Otherwise, he's on the road everywhere, from England to all over the place. He'll be heading out, no doubt, to Arizona, but right now he joins us from Florida. He is the man himself, Dave Kinney, the publisher of the Hagerty Price Guide. Dave, welcome to the show. How you doing?
I feel so special, Bob. Thank you very much. Doing great. How about you?
Doing fine. Thank you very much for asking. So for our listeners who may not be familiar with what's going on right now in Fort Lauderdale, tell us about the event that you're covering right now.
You know, there are local auctions, there are regional auctions, and there are national auctions. I'd call the Fort Lauderdale Beach Auction a local auction. It's been held for years and years and years, and if you're anywhere around Fort Lauderdale right now, you could get to the auction in time to see plenty of stuff. It's at the War Memorial Auditorium in Fort Lauderdale. And this is a really well-done local auction. Lots and lots of cars. Emphasis on American iron here. But I did some great buys yesterday, and some fun cars down here again today.
That sounds wonderful. And then, now before we talk about Arizona, let's talk about Mecum in Kissimmee, Florida, which is just a gigantic auction. It seems to get bigger every year.
3,000 cars, isn't that? You take your average mega dealer and double it, and then double it again, and then maybe double it a third time, and that's what they might sell in a year. And this is done inside of a week in Kissimmee, Florida. Sorry, I'm showing my non-Floridian status there. Just outside of Orlando, and Mecum does a great job promoting this sale, and it's again heavy emphasis on American muscle. But everything is there this year. I've seen some of the cars that are going. There are not one but two ESO Revoltas, a car that everybody's going to have to run to Wikipedia to look up. It's a real fun event as well. And of course, that's a national auction. And then, of course, leading up to Scottsdale, which is, I don't know, what are there, 173 auction companies now out there? I think the number's still under 10, but, making it absolutely impossible to see everything. It's like, there are, I guess, as many auctions out there as there are planets in our solar system. Maybe that's about it. But, and we talk about something for everything, everyone. There's auctions that'll be selling, $2,800 Mazda Miatas, and there'll be auctions that are selling $2.8 million Bugattis. So depending on the size of your wallet, your checkbook, your MasterCard, whatever. And you don't have to buy. I think it's more fun when you go to auction when you don't buy. That way you don't have to worry about anything other than just paying for the admission and having fun.
Absolutely, and something I would concur with 100%. It's fun to just go and check out the vehicles, check out the sights and sounds, and probably a good thing to do before you do go back as a serious bidder on a vehicle, or if you're considering consigning yourself to a particular auction company. Let's talk a little bit more about the Kissimmee event with Dana Meekum. Dana Meekum has done a great job, number one, integrating television into his broadcast, so he's made himself quite famous through the television airwaves. But one of the things that I like about the Meekum sale is there's something there for everybody. There's a lot of bargains. There's collector cars of every price range, and they're all either in tents or in open fields, and you can poke around and take a look at all those vehicles, and that's something that you can't always do at some of the other auctions.
I agree completely. And the other thing is, and now is a great time to mention it, you know, you see these auctions on TV, and it looks like all that's there are perfect cars that cost $500,000. Well, you know, they don't go on the air at Monday morning at 10 o'clock, but a lot of times they're out there selling cars. And those Monday morning 10 o'clock cars, well, they're not the $100,000 cars. They might not even be the $10,000 cars. So if you're looking for the up-and-coming classic, if you're just starting out with classic cars, if you want something that's got the really, really high fun for the dollar ratio, I definitely recommend you look to those places, especially at these mega sales, you know, and these televised sales like Meekum and like Barrett Jackson. You know, the cars that come on before and after the television lights go down sometimes are the fun cars. You know, not, you know, quote, investor cars, but the cars that you and I would like to just get in and drive. Okay. Well, sorry about that. We got Bob off the air, but I'm still here. One of the things I was going to talk about with Bob was that, you know, not only are the collector cars, the ones that we're looking at all the time now, are the cars that are most accessible, but also a lot of the times we find that when people get started in the hobby, they get started with the collector car business or the collector car hobby, they think it's a really expensive hobby because of what they see online and on the air. But you know, you can actually start at the $2,500 level.
A lot of people don't realize that, Dave.
Yeah, and you know, somebody asked me the other day, what would you buy if you were you know, a 21-year-old, 22-year-old, 23-year-old young lady, young man who wanted to buy a collector car? Mazda Miata, older Mustangs, all kinds of things that you can find. They're not going to be beautiful, lovely cars sometimes, but they're going to be fun cars and cars you can absolutely get in and drive.
Yeah, and you can have some fun with and bring it to local events. And if you feel like customizing it or restoring it, there's plenty of opportunity to do so. Recently, I had the opportunity to drive a 2017 Miata, and it's ironic that as the Miata gets older, it goes back to its 1989 roots. There are more things in common with the 2017 than any of the other generation Mazdas. Mazda was always about simplicity and lightness. For those who don't know the story, the Miata was actually inspired by an automotive journalist by
Thank
the name of Bob Hall. Tell you more on the other
Be
side.
Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
Are you struggling with addiction or alcohol problems? If you're depressed, drinking, and using drugs, you may need help, and your insurance may offer coverage.
I knew I could get myself out of this. I just needed some hope and some help.
I took the first step to recovery when I made the call.
Call the Addiction Hope and Helpline now for a free assessment with someone who cares. Call 800-518-1579, 800-518-1579.
I feel like I'm losing control. I'm afraid I'll lose my job or even my family.
Call now for hope and help with proven gentle recovery programs.
I never thought that I could be somebody who didn't drink and use drugs.
I'm in recovery, getting the help I need.
Call the Addiction Hope and Helpline now for a free assessment.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.
Let's say you want to make a do-it-yourself repair on your vehicle. Where do you turn for advice? If you're considering free online repair advice, you might want to consider The Source. Instead of putting your vehicle at risk, rely on accurate, complete guidance from start to finish with the experts at Haynes. Every Haynes manual is based on a complete teardown and rebuild of the vehicle. They learn the best ways to do a job and make it easier and cheaper for you. Haynes now offers online manuals that are formatted for all electronic devices. Rather than chance it on the internet, see the experts at Haynes.com.
This is Don Jones, the old car guy himself. I'd like to invite you to come to my website, theoldcarguys.com. That's theoldcarguys.com. We probably have everything you need for your classic car. Parts, service, even insurance. So check us out at theoldcarguys.com or give me a call at 314-306-7507. That's 314-306-7507.
Will the government protect your family from Iran and North Korea's newest weapon, EMP? We buy guns to protect ourselves, home, health, and car insurance for accidents. Maybe you also have food storage. But how would you keep your refrigerator running in a long-term EMP blackout? Using tested military designs, the Solark EMP-hardened solar generator protects and powers your critical appliances for years without burying items underground or wrapping them in aluminum foil. Unlike other preps, Solark is used every day to help offset your electric bill automatically. Visit PortableSolarLLC.com to learn how easily expandable the system is. Solark is the most affordable and powerful solution on the market. The whole system even fits in the back of a pickup or SUV and can install in less than an hour. See for yourself why Solark beats other off-grid systems at PortableSolarLLC.com. Don't wait for the government. Go to PortableSolarLLC.com to learn why Solark is energy insurance for your family.
We use cell phones against our heads every day. But now, a landmark U.S. government study confirms increased health risks from exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The time to protect yourself is now. The solution is Defender Shield. Proudly made in the USA, Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation emitted from cell phones, tablets, and laptops. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. Use discount code DEFENDER for 10% off. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in EMF radiation protection.
Are you tired of commuting to a job that makes someone else rich, working harder than ever, but getting nowhere? Do you hate spending hundreds of dollars every week on daycare, having someone else raise your children? With our opportunities, you can start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss, work from home, and live a happier life. At Be The Boss Network, you'll find hundreds of work-from-home opportunities that you can literally start today and be earning money as soon as next week. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss. Get out of the rat race. Work from home. Go to freedom106.com right now and change your life today. That's freedom, the number 106.com. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You be the boss. Go to freedom106.com.
This is Ben Gordon, and if your teeth are stained from coffee, tea, or smoking, Power Swabs is the answer. In 5 minutes, you'll see 2 shades whiter teeth, and in 7 days, 6 shades. There's no messy strips or trays that you have to leave in your mouth for an hour. Just swab your teeth for 5 minutes, and you're done. To try Power Swabs, call 1-800-290-8480. Your bright white smile will have your friends talking about how great you look. Try it risk-free. 1-800-290-8480. That's 1-800-290-8480.
Giving your radio a broadcasted tune-up. This is Auto World, and your host, Bob Long.
Dave Kenny is our very special guest, publisher of the Haggerty Price Guide, contributor to Automobile Magazine, Auto Week, and many others. He joins us from an auction right now in Fort Lauderdale before heading off to all the big auctions in Arizona. And before the break there, Dave, you were telling us a little bit about some advice you would have for a 21-year-old, and I was making the point that the modern current-day Mazda has so much in common with the original 1989. And for those who don't know the story, an automotive journalist by the name of Bob Hall was at a Mazda event
in which he was talking with the car company executives and suggested, why doesn't the company build a modern-day British roadster that doesn't break down? And that was the beginning of what became the Miata back in 1989. And it has gone on to become the best-selling roadster in the world. So certainly people can have lots of fun with one of those early Miatas.
Yeah, and talking about mission accomplished on those, that's exactly what happened. They built a modern-day roadster that doesn't break down.
Yeah, and they've done so well with that vehicle. Dave, before we go any further, why don't we explain to folks about the Hagerty Price Guide? Tell our listeners all about the guide and your role at the guide.
All right. Well, my role is that I'm a publisher, and that's that's the fun part. I get to look at all the prices and work with the people that we deal with, making these things all come together. The other news is that the Hagerty Price Guide is available at Hagerty.com, free and online. All you have to do is go there, or you can go to Hagerty.com/valuation tools and get there directly. And we value thousands and thousands of cars in a number of different conditions, 1 through 4. And you can input your car, and hopefully we have it in there. It's rather complete, but it's not completely complete. We're working on adding more cars and newer cars all the time.
That's great. And much like emulating some of the things that you'll see from financial experts, you guys have different indexes. Tell our listeners about some of the indexes, the different categories that you put together in which you track the real high-end vehicles.
Well, we've been doing that via our blue chip cars, but we also have American classics, and we have some of the affordable classics, British cars and Italian cars and German cars, all in separate indexes. And we have data going back for 10 years now, closing in on 11, I guess, now that it's 2017. And we carry that information again. You can drill down and find that stuff. It's all available to you. You can build your own index of your own cars if you like as well. You could literally spend hours there, and like I said, never a cost. So good fun for free. What could be better on a cold winter afternoon?
So true. Let's talk a little bit more about affordable classics, because I think this is something that a lot of people can really relate to. What are some of the vehicles that you would put on that list to take a look at if you're thinking about getting into the collector car market and don't have a whole lot of money to spend?
Well, the first thing I would say, Bob, is that you want to make sure that you like the car and that the car likes you. And when I say the car likes you, it has to fit you. Some of us are taller, some of us are wider, some of us are shorter. So you don't want to pick a car that you're not going to be comfortable driving. That's a real big thing. I'm not real comfortable in a Mazda Miata, even though I love them. I can't drive it with the top up. So that kind of limits my usage for one of them. So that's the number one thing. Number two is to kind of decide what your skill level is. If you want to repair the car yourself, you might be better off with an older car that's got a little bit more accessibility and possibly even better generic parts availability. So you're going back to your older maybe Camaros or Mustangs and stuff like that. Not the expensive years. You can go into the 1980s where a lot of the cars are nowhere near as expensive as they were in the 1970s. So I'd look in the 80s and 90s right now for collector cars. And I would also kind of go back through maybe some old magazines and see cars that you've totally forgotten about that are out there that aren't quite collectible yet. That's a fun thing to do. There are affordable cars from companies like Mercedes. There are affordable cars from companies like Porsche. And certainly there are certain, Mustangs that are still don't have a big collector following, especially some of those from the 1980s and 90s, although that is growing as we speak.
Yeah, it's interesting to see the growth and the interest in the 80s market. And it somewhat is related to the aging of the population as well, because there are a lot of people now that grew up in the 80s that now have some disposable income, and they might want that vehicle that they didn't have when they were in high school or college.
Absolutely. I think that's a big predictor of what you want in the future is the car that you couldn't have in the past. And I think for a lot of people, that's where they start out, and then they find that they might like something, you know, a little different. A lot of collectors I know might start out with a Ford and work their way into a Chevy and then a Dodge before they decide to end up with a Cadillac. So a lot of times it's kind of trying things out. It's like, maybe having a couple different pairs of sneakers and finding out which one's more comfortable. You might not have them all at the same time now because very few of us can afford that. But, I like the low end of the car hobby best of all because that's where you find a lot of the real true enthusiasts.
That's very, very true. Sometimes at the high end, it's about a different agenda. But at the lower end, you've got the true car guys and true car girls. Our telephone number is 855-660-4261. Email Bob at Auto World Radio. If you've got a question for Dave Kinney, we are live all across North America on great radio stations and around the world via GCNlive.com. So don't be a stranger. If you've got a question for Dave, he is more than up to the task. So, Dave, let's talk a little bit about Arizona. It all started with Barrett Jackson, and certainly you have to go back into the history of that company. Craig's dad, along with another gentleman, started a rather humble auction many, many years ago, which has grown into a massive auction. When it comes to marketing, when it comes to the power of television, certainly Craig Jackson has done a wonderful job of blowing Barrett Jackson up into a whole different realm.
Oh, it's unbelievable. If you've never been to Barrett Jackson in Scottsdale, you really have to go. It's, you think it's big, but it's much bigger than you can imagine. Literally, you have to walk and walk and walk to get to see all of it. And it's a show. It's a spectacle. We'll talk more in a
second. That's right. Becoming a radio guy, Dave. I love it. We'll take a pit stop and then more of Auto World around the bend.
10 miles east of the highway, hot sparks burning the night away. Two lips touching together.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.
Had it been the sweet Paris air permeating the night? The intoxicating way her beauty had overtaken him. Whatever the case back then, Jordan Dunleavy is still in love with the memory of Lauren, the woman he'd lost so many years before. In Bookstore on the Seine, the journey of a conspiracy analyst, author C.L. Hendman, ties conspiracy theories, mystery, irony, and romance into this stimulating novel that masterfully interweaves the past with the present. Available on Amazon and Kindle and at bookstoreontheseine.com. That's SEINE.com. bookstoreontheseine.com.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson Adam Polesky of the Polesky Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
What looks good under your Christmas tree and tastes even better? Big Berkey water filters. Yes, the gift of clean water. A gift that provides a great foundation for achieving good health in the lives of your loved ones. A Big Berkey water filter gives them protection from bacteria, heavy metals, chlorine, fluoride, pesticides and herbicides, VOCs and more. And best of all, a Big Berkey water filter is a gift that lasts for many years with no additional investment. And that saves time and money in filter replacements that other water filters require and are even powerful enough to purify treated, untreated, or even stagnant pond water. As always, all orders over $50 are shipped free, and GCN listeners get 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Order online at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com, spelled Big, B-E-R-K-E-Y, WaterFilters.com, or call 877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Gift well this Christmas. Give a Big Berkey water filter.
Honey, what is that in your CPAP mask?
Oh, that's just my mold collection.
Oh, gross. And what is that?
What, that bacteria colony right there? Yeah, cool, huh?
Okay, CPAP users, admit it. You're not always as careful about cleaning your system as you should be. Unfortunately, a dirty mask and hose can make you sick. Respiratory infections, allergy attacks, and more. But now there's an easy way to protect yourself. SoClean.com has released the world's first and only automated CPAP cleaner and sanitizer. It kills 99.9% of CPAP germs in minutes. For a limited time, you can try it risk-free for 30 days. Just call 1-800-944-1065. SoClean is hands-free. Just pop in your mask, close the lid, and presto, your CPAP comes out clean and fresh in minutes. Don't let germs wreak havoc on your health. Call in the next 10 minutes for your risk-free trial. 1-800-944-1065. That's 1-800-944-1065.
If you're 85 or younger, would you like peace of mind and comfort for your family? We're Final Expense Direct with an urgent message for you. The average funeral today costs over $8,000, but the most you'll get from government benefits is $255. How will your family pay the difference? We can help. Our senior plans start as low as just a dollar a day and pay up to $30,000 for a funeral and other final expenses. Peace of mind is easy. There's no medical exam. You'll have lifetime coverage, and your plan can't be canceled as long as you pay your premiums. Call now for free information about our senior plans. Answer a few simple questions and receive approval right on the phone. Plus, call right now, and we'll give you a discount prescription card for free. Call 800-340-5528. That's 800-340-5528. Again, 800-340-5528.
Hi, I'm Jay Leno, and you're listening to Auto World with Bob Long.
You better watch out there how you drive that Cadillac there.
Talking about classic cars with Dave Kinney, publisher of the Hagerty Price Guide, contributor to Auto Week and Automobile Magazine. He joins us live from a Florida event, a Fort Lauderdale event, and we're talking about the upcoming Arizona deluge of auctions, and Dave was making the point that Eric Jackson is one thing that everybody needs to put on their, to use the term that's been overused so much, bucket list, but you really have to be there in person to experience the excitement and the spectacle, and that's what it really is.
Yeah, I'd kind of equate it to going to your first like NFL game or maybe your first college football game with, you know, 75,000 of your most intimate friends. I think that's a lot of what you see there as well. It's a huge, huge spectacle. You know, some of the biggest tents in the world, and now of course they've got fixed buildings that they're using as well. And you can spend the entire day there and not see every car. You really should make it at least a weekend, and it has been a bucket list event for, you know, for literally thousands of people for years now. And every year when I go there, I meet somebody who says that, just exactly that. I've never been, and it's bigger and better than I thought it was. So I would definitely put that on your list, no matter what.
And certainly, I'll give kudos to Greg Jackson. He was the first one to come up with the idea of putting it on TV, and it's certainly done wonders for him, and now we have so many different auctions that are on TV or certainly streamed online as well. Barrett Jackson is an exhausting event, and it's a great event, and as Dave said, you really must check out the spectacle of what it really is out there in Scottsdale. But because of the success of Barrett Jackson, it has spawned so many different other events, and they run the gamut from the high end, you know, from the RM Sotheby's to the silver auctions. Give us an idea of some of the other auctions that are going to be happening in the upcoming weeks.
Well, since you mentioned silver, silver is a regional auction company. More fun per minute than a lot of the other auctions because everything there is affordable. They have kind of a run what you brung type of style of auction cars sometimes. So yeah, you're going to see some 8-year-old to 18-year-old Mercedes Benz convertibles and things like that. But you're also going to see, the more familiar classics, the Mustangs and Camaros and things like that. Now there's a heavy emphasis on pickup trucks at a lot of these auctions. So, that's an easy sell for the family sometimes if somebody's reluctant to get a collector car, because those pickup trucks you can use, on the weekends as a second vehicle and make new friends who need their mattress moved at the end of the month or need their whole furniture in their apartment moved out. But silver is kind of the most affordable end. They're out maybe 20 miles outside of Scottsdale. But there's so many things to do, so many places to go, you'll never get bored. You'd mentioned about buying and selling at auction. I did a piece that's going to be online at automobile.com soon enough. One on buying and one on selling, and I can't stop talking enough about hints and tips about going to auctions. And my number one is just as you said earlier, go to a couple auctions before you buy something at auctions. You're going to learn the rhythm and the pace and the language of auctions, and each one has a little bit different personality. Bob, you've been to these British auctions like Bottoms and. Where the auction style is a lot more relaxed, and then you've been to these American style ones, which come out of the agricultural tradition, and it's a lot like a cattle sale. Only you're not buying cows, you're buying cow marrows, I guess. So, sorry, I just had to. thanks. They all have their different kind of personality. But I would definitely recommend you not buy the first time you go to an auction. I think that's a really bad idea because you do not know what's going on in an auction, and that's part of the whole reason they're doing it at an auction. There's a lot of noise, there's a lot of lights, there's a lot of distraction going on. You need to look at that car before it comes up on the block. If you don't, and you catch a case of auction fever, that might be an expensive thing to get a cure for.
That is true, and some of the auctions, such as the Barrett Jackson event, has a bar available for their patrons, and certainly when you get into the high-end patrons, some of them get involved in having a good time, and that sometimes makes their wallets a little bit more pliable, and it becomes sometimes a contest of one personality versus another personality, which can be kind of interesting to watch either on TV or in person.
Yeah, the state calls that liquor. I call it auction juice. and you don't want to be bidding with too much auction juice in your system, or else you're going to become the smartest person in the room. And I mean that pretty sarcastically. That said, there are plenty of terrific buys at auction. I actually prefer buying at auction a lot of times than buying at dealerships or buying from private owners. If you can spend 15 or 20 minutes talking to the owner beforehand and looking at the car and crawling around it, that the guy has brought it there to sell, especially if it's a no-reserve sale. Or if he has it in no reserve. So if you're the last man standing, last woman standing, you're going to own that car.
That's a very good point. And most folks who bring their vehicles to auction like this are true auto enthusiasts and take really good care of their vehicles. You mentioned the term no reserve. I'm sure there are some listeners joining us right now who don't understand the difference. There are two different types of auctions, and some auctions have a combination of both reserve vehicles and non-reserve vehicles. Explain the difference for us, Dave.
Okay, let's say that you decide you'd like to not sell your car for less than $50,000. We'll just, you know, pull a figure out of the air. Then you put a reserve on it, and until that car gets to the $50,000 mark, it's actually not for sale. Now, in a no-reserve sale, if your $50,000 car goes for $40,000, then you're going to get that minus the fees. So you have to be very careful. If you pick the wrong auction and if it's a slow day, you might get less than you expected out of your car. That said, I find that most auctions, cars sell for pretty much what they should, with some occasional bargains. And I like being at these smaller sales like this one in Fort Lauderdale because I think there's bigger bargains here. This is one of the last sales that I know of that doesn't have internet bidding as well. So the only people buying these cars are the ones in the room. That's a big difference because I think every other sale I'll go to this year has an internet hookup. So people who will be looking on their computers will be buying online. That's not true here this weekend. And I think that's a real advantage in your buying a car because you're competing directly with people in the room.
Yeah, that's right. It doesn't add that extra added worry of somebody's going to outbid you via the internet, or at some of the auctions too, they allow phone bidders and proxy bidders, and it can get quite complex. Certainly, Dave, over the years when I go to some of these auctions, another thing to keep in mind is if you stay there late, or you, as you mentioned a little bit earlier, if you're there in attendance during the non-prime time hours, I've seen some real bargains. I really have, and including, you know, some rather modern-day vehicles that have depreciated in value. I mean, who would believe I've seen it at auction. When we come back on the other side, I'll give an example of a Bentley, for example, or a Rolls Royce at a real bargain price. This is Auto World. Don't go away. My name is Bob Watt.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
If your car's no longer covered by a manufacturer's warranty, repairing it can break the bank.
Rebuild, replace transmission, $3,200. Anti-lock brake system, $1,000. Rebuild, replace engine, $2,400.
The truth is, once your warranty runs out, it's all on you. Every last cent. A vehicle service contract just makes sense. And a vehicle service contract from Toco Warranty makes the most sense. Many other companies hit you with a large down payment. With Toco, there's no down payment. And with Toco, you can pay as you go with affordable payments. Don't waste another minute. Pick up the phone and call Toco right now to start saving big money on expensive covered auto repairs. Prices vary by vehicle. The monthly price for most plans, about the cost of a tank of gas per month. Get your free quote now. Call Toco at 800-721-4928. That's 800-721-4928. 800-721-4928.
Cancellation fee may apply. Subject to eligibility. Not available in Missouri and Washington. Waiting period and deductible apply. Coverage provided and administered by WarranTech Corporation or its affiliates. Not affiliated with any manufacturer or dealership. Visit TocoWarranty.com for complete terms and conditions.
Good day, America. Are you tired of your butt cheeks being frozen? Tired of cold hands or cold feet? I'm tired of the cold. Well, there's a new kid on the block. It's Fortress Clothing. Fortress will keep you warm. Fortress does what no other clothing company has ever done. We keep you warm in the cold, even when wet. You heard that right, even when wet. No BS, no gimmicks. Work, play, sweat in the cold, and stay warm. So quit your complaining and go to FortressClothing.com. FortressClothing.com, enter coupon code AMERICA and get 20% off any item. Mittens, jackets, pants, balaclavas, or hot socks. FortressClothing.com, enter coupon code AMERICA. You're going to love being warm all winter long. FortressClothing.com.
We're all looking for safe, effective, and all-natural remedies for ourselves and our family. The solution is Simplex. Simplex oils provide natural anti-inflammatory and pain relief, antioxidant and nerve protection, and is an amazing topical acne removal and skincare supplement. Natural healing at a very affordable price.
find out more about our non-psychoactive CBD oil products. Go to SimplexSpecials.com. That's SimplexSpecials.com.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of My Pillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented My Pillow, I wanted it to where you can move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. My Pillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Why be held hostage by your wireless carrier for 2 years? What if you had no contract, no activation fees, no hidden costs, tracking, tracing, harvesting customer data, or draconian gimmicks? All on America's largest 4G LTE, GSM, and Sprint networks. Introducing Pix Wireless. Activate your Sprint, AT&T, or unlock GSM phones with Pix and choose from an arsenal of monthly plans or build your own. Starting at only $2.99 per month. Get connected now. Call or click 1-866-205-9513 or PixWireless.com, spelled PIXWireless.com. Pick Pix and get connected today.
My pappy said, son, you're going to drive me to drinking if you don't stop driving that hot rod Lincoln.
Giving your radio a broadcasted tune-up, this is Auto World, and your host, Bob Long.
Have you heard the story of the hot rod race with Ford and Lincoln's was set in the face test?
Classic color auctions. There's a whole gamut in Arizona upcoming, and there are a number in the state of Florida right now. We've got the Mecum auction in Kissimmee, just outside of Orlando. And, of course, we've got many other auctions, including an auction going on right now in Fort Lauderdale. Dave Kinney is with us, publisher of the Hagerty Price Guide and contributing writer for both Automobile and Auto Week magazine. And, Dave, before the break there, I was bringing up the point that, you know, some of us who enjoy some of the latter-day vehicles, but unfortunately can't pay the price for a new one, you can find some of these vehicles. I saw a Maserati Quattroporte, for example, at a Mecum sale. I was watching it on TV, and I couldn't believe. Now, here was a car that was $100,000 when it was new, and I think it sold for about $18,000 or $19,000. And I've seen the same thing with 10-year-old 15-year-old BMWs, certain BMWs, certain Bentleys, certain Rolls-Royce models. It can be a real bargain, and the opportunity to get a taste of a vehicle that you could never afford brand new.
Yeah, there's absolutely, there is that. If you're handy, then it's so much the better, because a lot of times people shy away from those cars because of the expense to repair them. I think that's a lot of the time that's overblown. The expense is more than people, less than people actually think. As a Bentley owner, I feel like I'm qualified to say that. You know, my Bentley doesn't wind up costing me a whole bunch of money, because it's taken care of and I bought a good one to begin with. I couldn't afford a new one in a million years, but the used ones at the 30,000 and less level become quite attractive. So yes, there is that, and I think that that's going to continue for a long, long time. You might not be able to find one with absolutely everything working. It might have a problem with the radio, or it might have a problem with some sort of non-mechanical type of issue. That's not going to, kill your driving of it. But a lot of the times you'll find that the resale value on some of the big dollar luxury cars isn't all that high. And they'll go through the auctions and they'll sell relatively cheap. The key is to find a good one and to continue to take care of it. You can drive that car for a couple of years and sell it again for what you paid for. I know a lot of people who've done that and made a habit of doing it. So, you know, there is that. Another favorite of a friend of mine, actually, is to find a car with a bad Carfax. You know, he likes buying cars that have got, you know, maybe a bumper was ripped off of it when it was a year and a half old, and, you know, now it's 7 years old, and that repair is long since forgotten. But, you know, a lot of people go, oh, my goodness, it's got a bad Carfax. It's got a bad auto check. It's got a bad whatever. And so I think a lot of times being the contrarian when you come to these sales is a really smart thing to do. You know, the car with 200,000 miles on it means that it's gone 200,000 miles. And if it's taken care of, it might have another 100 or 200 in it, whereas the, you know, 32,000-mile garage queen might need everything once you put another 4,000 or 5,000 miles on it because it hasn't been properly maintained. So I'm a big fan of the contrarian way of looking at buying cars as well. So there's always, you know, there's a million ways to look at these things.
You mentioned you've got a couple of articles coming up online at Automobile Magazine on both selling cars at auction and buying cars at auction. And one thing that you mentioned that, again, for folks who are not familiar with the process, are fees. I explain the fees, and this varies very much from auction company to auction company. Fees for the buyer, if you're picking up a classic car, perhaps for the first time, and fees for the seller, if you're consigning a vehicle.
Well, let's use this auction we're at today as an example. If I was to consign the car here, it would have cost me 8%. So, in other words, if my car sells for $10,000, I'm going to get a check for $9,200. Now, conversely, if that car sells for $10,000, you're going to pay $10,800. So that's where the auction company makes its difference, is the spread between those two. In that case, the $1,600. So you can see that the auction business is a business all about the numbers. They also make money on admissions, some more than others. So some auctions are free to come into. Some are $25 for the day. Some are even more than that. That's how they make their money. That's how they stay in business, and that's the way I like it. But if you have lots and lots and lots of cars and you want to consign them, occasionally you can make a deal with an auction company if your cars are desirable. It's much, much harder to make that deal if you're a buyer. They are very, very strict about holding to their 8 or 10%, and 10% is the norm at most auctions now, fee that you're going to have to pay to buy the car. Now, a lot of people are out there listening. They're saying, well, why should I pay those fees? I can just put the car up for sale and sell it myself. You absolutely can. You're free to do that. But this way, you have a pool of guaranteed buyers, as well as you have a pretty much a guaranteed payment, and you're not going to waste 3 or 4 weekends talking to people who might or might not be interested in your car, coming out and kicking the tires.
That's a really good point, Dave. And again, I look forward to seeing your online piece for Automobile, because I'm sure there's going to be all kinds of tips in there that folks will appreciate, because it is a world within itself, and there are a lot of subtle nuances that can end up either costing you if you're not informed, or saving you if you are informed, a great deal of money. So look for Dave's online piece. Any idea when that goes live, Dave?
They just told me they're going to put it live just before Barrett Jackson, so I guess we're talking about in the next 5-6 days, something like that.
That sounds great. Of all the vehicles up for sale in Arizona, I know that there are a couple of plums, to say the least. What are some of the more highly anticipated sales this year for 2017?
You know, it's a real mixed bag. A lot of the times we'll find kind of these cars that have drawn a lot of interest. I think we've got a real, interestingly, a kind of a level playing field among a lot of the auction companies here. I mean, I could pick out a couple specifics, but I think that the best thing for people to do is to go to Bonham's website, to go to Gooding & Company's website, to go to RM's website, that's RM Sotheby's now, and to go to a number of the different auctions and look at their offerings. There's an awful lot of exciting muscle cars that are coming up, also at Russo and Steele, and now Worldwide is has an auction at Scottsdale as well. I think that we're not going to see as many record-breaking Ferrari sales out there. We might see one or two, but I don't think 2017 is shaping up to be the year of the big-dollar car. I think it's shaping up to be the year of the more affordable car. So I think that's something that you and I will both be able to look for. Also to see some of these newer classics, these cars that were built in, and you know, I'm using the small letter C classic here, that were built in up to 2005. There's a lot of interest in these cars that were more recent production than what we're usually talking about, which are cars that are 25 years old and older.
And I think that's a trend that we're going to continue to see, Dave, is there are just so many fantastic new vehicles available for 2016, 2017. But unfortunately, out of the price range of the average person, and once those cars are 5 and 10 years old, people are going to have an opportunity to pick up some absolutely incredible rides. Because the auto manufacturers right now, to me, it's the golden age of new vehicles, and eventually that's going to mean the golden age of hopefully bargains for collectors come 5 or 10 years from now.
Absolutely, and I think that that's the way it goes, and I agree with you. We're living in another automotive renaissance. There's some fantastic cars that are now approaching 10 years old and 15 years old that are becoming just stone bargains. And part of that is because that every year cars continue to get better, which was not something you could say in the 1970s, if you remember that. Every year they kind of got a little more malaise-y.
You're not kidding. There he is. We thank him so much, the publisher of the Hagerty Price Guide, contributor to Auto Week and Automobile. Dave Kinney, my friend, thank you so much.
Oh, thank you, Bob, and good 2017 to you.
Thank you. I really appreciate your thought and your support. Thank you. That will do.
Are you living with pain? I was, after a nasty fall. I got relief with 1 hour pain relief. I'm Barry Yarconi, president. And here's Lisa, a Marine who was injured in Iraq.
After surviving an explosion, I was on horrible painkillers for lingering head, shoulder, back, and knee pain. But I hated the dangers and side effects. My friend told me about 1 hour pain relief, and now I'm off the drugs.
1 hour pain relief is the result of 15 years of research on an amazing extract from hops, the plant used to flavor beer.
Whether your pain is from an injury or just aging, you get safe all-day relief in less than 1 hour.
We're so sure you'll love 1 hour pain relief, too, that we'll send you a 1 week trial for just a small shipping charge. Call 800-269-9500 right now. That's 800-269-9500. There's no gimmicks, no obligation, no automatic shipments. Stop living with pain. Call 800-269-9500 for your 1 week trial or visit onehourpainrelief.com. That's 800-269-9500.
Did you know your car can be hacked just like your computer or phone? Hackers can hijack the signal of your own key fob to burglarize your vehicle in seconds. The Black Hole Faraday Key Fob Bag is a signal impenetrable shield that stops these hacks in their tracks. Protect one of your most valuable assets. Go to hackproofbag.com. That's hackproofbag.com and use promo code radio to get 20% off. Or call 805-222-4584. 805-222-4584.
Is there a stock market bubble in the making?
You need an early warning system for your investments because you worked too hard to be surprised by your money. Now, guarding your wealth has never been easier. Introducing WealthGuard from OnTheMarkMoney.com, an early warning system that tracks all your accounts. WealthGuard lets you know in advance if your accounts are dropping. It works for all accounts, whether you work with us or not. Get WealthGuard today, 100% free. Go to OnTheMarkMoney.com. That's OnTheMarkMoney.com.